Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed McLaughlin is here, too. Ed is a serial entrepreneur, an award-winning entrepreneur. He's now in his fourth company, four successes. I'm going to ask you about this, about the failures in a few minutes. But we know about the successes. He's the author of a new book that I really think is great. The Purpose is Profit, the Truth about Starting and Building Your Own Business. Ed McLaughlin, Skip, I think they call you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Really appreciate being here and excited to talk a little bit about what the book's about and to engage with your audience.
Can I call you Skip?
Skip is great.
All right, Skip. So, one of the things that I worry a little bit about is that some of the reasons people go into business, they talk about passion, that's important. They talk about what they're selling, that's important. But oftentimes people go into business without realizing that there's some fundamentals that they have to follow, that regardless if you're selling cars or kumquats, you have to follow these fundamentals. And if you don't, it doesn't matter if your kumquat's the best in the world or if your car is a world beater. If you don't follow these fundamentals, you might sell them, but you won't sustain your business. And that's what your book's about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right on point. As a matter of fact, that's the idea behind the title, The Purpose is Profit. What we were trying to do is get entrepreneurs centered on that concept because, let's face it, every entrepreneur puts what I call TMR on the line, time, their money, and their reputation. And most entrepreneurs cannot afford to lose that, either one of them. So they need to get a return, and they need to remember the reason why they started a business is to make a profit, to make a return on their effort, and to help them pay the cost of their lives as well as the employees that they bring on board.
Sometimes I hear people talk about starting a business, and what's in their mind is they want to help people. Now, you and I both know small business owners. You're one of them. I try to be a successful small business owner who helps a lot of people. But it's because we follow these fundamentals you talk about in your book first that we're able to help people. You as you say, if you don't start out with a focus of profit, you're not going to be around long enough to help people. Sustainability is the key, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an interesting question you raised. My son, who's an aspiring entrepreneur, one day challenged me as I was writing the book and said, "Dad, the last thing I want to read is another rich guy's story. What I want to understand is what are the nuts and bolts of how to run a profitable business."
Mm-hmm.
And In the writing of our book, the reason why we used the subtitle, The Truth About Starting and Building Your Business, is we made a decision very early on. Let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of what it takes to lift off a business from conception to funding to maintaining control or making a bad decision and giving up control, as well as scaling the business, and we even get into exiting the business.
Right. So, in the book, you talk about distinctive competence. What do you mean by that?
Well, we took a step back. For years, I struggled to think through what kind of business would I start. And I'm a kind of a practical guy, so I knew that if I was going to put my time, money, and reputation on the line, I wanted to have a very high probability of success. And I took a look. As I was thinking through different ideas of how to start a business, I thought about passion, things I liked, and then I thought about things that I was really good at. in business, where I understood the customers, where I understood the pricing, where I understood their needs. And I started to realize, hey, the places that I've been successful in the past have been more based on my distinctive competence than my passion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me qualify that, Jim. In a perfect world, your passion and your distinctive competence align. But if you build a business based on your distinctive competence, you have a higher probability of long-term success because you're working in a field and you're adding value in a field where you understand the levers and gears of what it takes to succeed.
Well, how many times, the reason why, here's a perfect example of why what you're saying is absolutely true. How many times have you known someone who started a business and they had a product in mind, they had a service, they had a business model completely lined up. It was what they dreamed of doing their whole life, maybe. And they got started and they got into it, and after 6 months or a year or 3 or 4 years, they determined that that was not what they should be doing. Either the marketplace or they themselves chose another route, which they could not have taken were they not competent. They could not have shifted from one color to the other color if they were not competent. What do you think?
I mean, I totally agree. I think passion can be aligned with hobby, and competence can be aligned with business. And again, if your passion and your competence are in the same camp, that's a beautiful situation. But most people don't have that. And if you're going to put your net worth on the line, you need to ensure the probability of success. You know, Jim, 70% of new startups fail within the first 5 years.
That's right.
And that's precisely the target of this book.
And sadly, Skip, that number, that mortality rate, has increased over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't that high 20 years ago. It was only 50% 20 years ago. So there's
right.
something going on here that we're trying to fix, and I think it's because of what you say. People are not paying enough attention to the fundamentals. If somebody wanted to start a business, and they have asked me about this many times, and they won't tell me about their product, I'll listen for a little while, and then I want them to tell me what they know about running a business, what they know about sustaining a business, because that's the key. Skip, I need your website. Tell us how we can find the book.
Sure, absolutely. The website is thepurposeisprofit.com. It can be pre-ordered on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, 1-800-CEO-READ, Indie Books. The book will actually be released the first week in August.
All right.
But if you have your listening audience is interested in receiving an advance reader copy, I've got a few available, and I'd be happy if they give me
a review. Hold on to that thought. After this message, we're gonna work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.